Is it burnout? Is it resignation? Is it hopelessness? It is hard to remain motivated nowadays. I watch in this year only about 4% of the people work out in the park next to where I live. Only 5% of the people do much of anything that they used to. It is hard to stay hopeful. People look and feel burned out. Burnout is when activities that made sense in the past, that maybe even excited you in the past, are now drudgery. It can happen with anything: talking to someone, making love to someone, taking care of the garden, cooking, building a business, reading. It's not the what, it is the who. You lost what it was. But what was it? Without recapturing what it was, or creating something just like it, you are going to have a life of May. Or a life where you are going to be an excitement seeker, an addict. It is human nature to look into the future for our mood. If what seems to be coming down the pike is good, we are happy. If nothing new is coming down the pike, we are blah. Human nature rarely allows one to be in the present moment and enjoy it. Appreciate it. Unfortunately, living in the present moment is not the life humans are able to live without altering the DNA to activate dormant DNA capacities that make it possible. This is why, for example, a guru can tell you, till he is blue in the face, to just sit and enjoy sitting. You are restless, he can do it, and you can't because his brain is different from yours. He may have the capacities you lack. And that is, if the guru doesn't lie. So are you screwed? Most likely. But let's not rush it. If you know how the human machine works, you can work with it. Let's look at how it really works, shall we? The entire concept of reward and punishment system most people, most organizations use, the carrot and the stick, uses this machine to make you do what you don't want to do. By either threatening you with punishment or promising you the reward. And it works, if you like to be manipulated, that is. Even if you set up the bookends yourself, you are manipulating yourself. The more you do, the more you kill the inner spirit, the life force, the natural motivator. And yet, it works, but it is a lot of work. Not mentioning the fact that many people, 30%, can't be, won't be motivated by a distant prize, so no matter what, they will spend most of their lives in quiet desperation, like Thoreau said. The question is, can I, Sophie, can my ideas, methodology, energies turn the clock back on this needing outer motivation 30%? Maybe. Then there is the segment who is motivated by life, by family, and they are not on my site. My site attracts the people who are not in that group. This is the increasingly diminishing segment of society, a society that is artificially turned into afraid and not happy by media, but it is still 50% in August 2021. Can't promise it will remain that high. And then there is the ambitious. They are still going for some outside reward, 18%, and the inner motivated, 2%, the producers. My coaches Troy and Tom are in the ambitions group, Ben and Sean is in the inner motivated group. I belong, most of the time, to the inner motivated producer group, but even I need to manage my machine that can get caught up in looking at the scoreboard, looking at results, and when they are lacking, I get deflated, dispirited, demoralized and slip into the motivated / demotivated group. What is special about the producer group is that they have an empty future. They don't stuff it with some future achievement, some hope, some dream. They may have dreams, but they know it's a dream. They don't do what they do to fulfill that dream. The ambitious group is working towards something. And that something is in the future. They are vulnerable. And that is where I go, unfortunately, quite often. And then I am not happy. What do I do, where do I look, that takes me out of the 2% and puts me, unbeknownst to me, into the ambitious group where my mood depends on my results? Or your results? I suddenly and accidentally make what others do my business, not theirs. And allow it to give me my life. Results my clients and students produce. And when results are disappointing or are not happening, when it doesn't even look possible, then I become dispirited and depressed. The human mind does a trick that, unless you know it, you can't do much about it. The human mind puts the past into the future, projects it, and now the past is what is giving the mind its mood. Past mistakes, past failures, regrets, shame, grief, powerlessness, unfinished business. What? It was in the past? It must be finished. But it isn't. Until you take 100% responsibility, it may be finished, but it is not complete. Completeness leaves you whole, completeness removes it from the future, and leaves the future open. This is why the incomplete cycles in the Integrity Workshop give people a lot of energy. When an incompleteness, when a past pain is occupying your future, The knee-jerk reaction is 1. To get depressed, resigned, 2. To search something to get excited about. Neither of them is enjoyable. Both of them will make you feel like a puppet on a string. No one is immune. I am a people watcher slash feeler. And I see it on everyone. So don't think you are immune to it. It is part of the human condition. So what is there to do? As much as you may hate to do it, you may hate to dig up the cause of that future, i.e. what happened in the past, you can't empty the future of that past unless you complete it. I am going to share what I do. And if it helps, good. If it doesn't, then you may need to hire someone to assist you. Or come to one of my completion workshops. But what there is to do is 1. First, re-experience the pain of what happened fully. 2. Attempt to pull all you can be responsible to yourself, and declare ownership. What you can be responsible is what you did, what you said, and your attitude. So I have been hindered by a pain in my back and my side. It is relentless, and when I imagine having that pain for the rest of my life, I wish the rest of my life to be very, very, very short. It is what is filling my future now. That pain. So what do I do? I lie down and go down memory lane to an incident that comes up. For me, a car accident some 30 years ago. I was preoccupied and slipped into a four-way stop intersection, unaware. A car from the right sped up and hit my car hard. Totaled my car. It cost me untold thousands of dollars in chiropractic care, that didn't do much, and about as many hours of my time when instead I could have been productive. Instead of going to the chiropractor 3 times a week, for decades. Legally it was my fault, although a good lawyer could have proven that the other car willfully sped up. My insurance company, I think, paid the car's driver handsomely. I don't know. But I know that I was left feeling used, abused, hurt, a victim, hopeless, powerless, and angry. And that is what I need to feel now. And then gently and gradually redirect my attention on what I did. I drove my car not paying enough attention to what I was doing, where I was. I wasn't present. And then what I was saying. My attitude. And own that I did that, I said that, I had that attitude. And it was all mine. Justified? Who cares? It was still within my power to say something else, to have a different attitude. Once I am successful, and it may take several sessions, I'll be done, and my pain will be done. What triggered this episode with my back and side? Feeling powerless and feeling like a victim. The way the world is going. That no matter what I do won't matter. The world, my clients, my students, blah blah blah. What helps a lot is recognizing the Bach energies, i.e. the components of this emotional state. I might case my linchpin Bach energy, Jenshin. Getting discouraged at the drop of a hat. And this no matter what I do way of reacting to what's going on with my students, to what's going on in the world. And Star of Bethlehem of my inner drama queen that makes a tragedy out of everything, and me the victim. Playing the audio of each Bach energy helps me feel the core feeling and helps me take responsibility that in fact I feel that way. Take responsibility that I am the one who says it's not going to work, Jenshin, or it is me who says no matter what I do. Which is always a lie. I haven't done everything I can do. And the drama queen. That instead of saying this too shall pass, I am regaling the end of the world, high drama. Now, given that you can't tell, probably, what feelings are running the show, and it is always a show. Don't kid yourself, what can you do? One thing you can do is order your Bach profile and then buy all the Bach energies. And use the ones in your profile to complete first and reduce your tendency to create drama, victim, justification, and escapism. Or whatever you do to get yourself off the hook. I haven't done that yet. By the way, I am going to use this side slash back pain to get that work done. Most people have on average 6 Bach energies they need to neutralize. I have 3. Some have more, some have 10. It depends on how pretentious you are. When you play the Bach energy, your body responds or not. The energy that resonates in your body is the energy you use to avoid being all you can be. Dr. Edward Bach, a physician, used the Bach energies, in remedy format, to heal patients' physical ailments. I recommend you get the full Bach profile. In that I transmit the energy and listen if it resonates in your body. I do it all remotely with sources help. If you have the Ho Heaven on Earth audio, either the bundled or the Bach style, you can also use those. What is not going to be there is the element of self-awareness, self-knowledge. And without those you won't know what is your trigger, what your machine is trying to do, while it is sacrificing your health, your happiness, your vitality, and your fulfillment. So I recommend that you get your Bach profile and a zip file of the individual Bach energies and use them. I just muscle tested my students. And some has three, most have more than five. If you are in the Inner Authority course where you are learning to use your feelings, your body for guidance, you'll learn that until you complete the incompletions of the past, until you own most what you can own, your body is not going to be a good guide, it will lead you astray. More of the same. It will still guide you to do the things you've always done that didn't work for you. The benefit of having the Bach profile and the Bach energies is that you can be self-healing. You don't need a coach, you don't need a therapist, you don't need a group, you can do it for yourself. Use the resonance of your body as guidance. And then use the energy, audio, to weaken, maybe even diminish your machine's tendency to go into unpleasant and unproductive, self-destructive, or self-sabotaging cycles. Or your machine does, as I am just experiencing. You have a recourse to return to normalcy and happiness. Nothing like this has ever been available. It's guaranteed to work. If you use it, of course. Just prove it to me that you use the energies long enough, often enough, and if it didn't work for you, I'll refund all your money and you can keep the energies. Get your full Bach profile. Go to www.yourvibration.com/1/Bach to get it. Until Sunday midnight, you can use the coupon code BATCHWEEK to get a discount on your full Bach profile. P.S. 20 years ago when I first learned about the Bach energies, I had 10 active in my profile. With work, completion, I removed already 7. I am going to work on the remaining 3 now. What will you do?